any convention, the first thing we would pack would be 1, 2, or 3, 4 bottles. And coming to a convention without the customary bottle is most unusual. I think this whole movement of Alcoholics Anonymous is one of the most unusual for known. We're having a good time simply because we learned that we don't need liquor. As your chairman said, we are not opposed to anything. We do not take a religious stand or a stand on prohibition, pro or con. We are merely persons interested in our own problems and those who have a similar one. So it is grand to gather here and prove that we can have a good time without the bottle. You know, introducing a person whom you have known and been rather intimately associated with for some 9 years ordinarily shouldn't be a difficult job, but it is. One reason for that, I can't help but mix my emotions with this introduction. Because I, like you, are so deeply grateful to the person who made such a glorious change in our lives and caused so much happiness where before there was sorrow and darkness. I am further restricted in knowing that this man, above all else, does not want to be eulogized. His whole attitude is one of modesty and humility, which is so effective. Were that not the case, this man could be a material millionaire. But he chose to be a spiritual millionaire. His modesty is exemplified by the fact that in his association, or since the founding of AA some 12 years ago, only 4 times, to my knowledge, has this man's name appeared in the public print, and never once with his consent or permission. Again, I refer to our book called Alcoholics Anonymous. That book is distributed throughout the world today, yet nowhere in it do you find the name of the author. The 12 steps. You don't know who gave us those, I can tell you. Bill will say that he's not the founder of AA. He'll deny it. He'll deny having written the book. He'll deny having composed the 12 steps in all his humility. However, I rejoice tonight in being here in Memphis. I'm certainly pleased to be able to present my very good friend, and above all, your very good friend, Bill Wilson.
Meeting has been welling up to me from where you sit. And it seems to be saying that indeed the grace of God is an infinite abundance which will descend upon anyone who can find the humility to seek God out. If anything, this gathering here is a supreme testimony of that fact. And we AAs often feel like shouting this ancient charter of man's liberty from the housetop. This indeed is a time for gratitude, a time for thanksgiving, a time for rejoicing. And coming to the objects of our gratitude in a more special sense, I'm told that there are many of the good citizens of Memphis come here to see and hear a little about this thing, Alcoholics Anonymous. And considering how full this house is, and the imminent possibility that you all have of having your homes blown down this evening, I think it is a most wonderful tribute, which is deeply appreciated. You know, we alcoholics, I think, are kind of snobbish. They say it's the same with the freaks in the circus. We are extremely clannish. But as we grow older in AA, we are coming to appreciate our friends. It is not an uncommon sight at a large AA meeting nowadays to find ranged along the platform on either side a Catholic priest, a psychiatrist, perchance a rabbi, and a good old-fashioned MD practitioner. AA has become, in a sense, a meeting place, a common meeting ground for science and religion, whose war is said to be at the root of this neurosis under which our poor old world of today is struggling. And Alcoholics Anonymous has drawn much from medicine, and much from religion. In fact, Alcoholics Anonymous can be likened to a farmer's three-legged milk stool. And fancy that one of the legs is medicine, another is religion, and the third, our experience in drinking and in recovering and knowing the grace of God. So on behalf of Alcoholics Anonymous everywhere, I would like to voice this tribute to all of our friends who too have done their part in making this wholesale miracle possible. And then speaking from a closer range and a more intimate way, I would like to pay tribute to those who have seen us out of this darkness into light. And I mean by those our good wives and mothers.